every pianist who ever grew up playing the Schirmer Classics has played Traumerei at some point. And I think a lot of us have memories of hearing either radio or records of this playing. So it's one of those pieces that sort of sits in the heritage. It's one of those pieces that is often so famous that we don't hear it anymore. And it's actually an exquisite piece. There's something about also childhood that seems to bring out different sides of composers. There's kind of a license that gets provided by talking in childhood ways that sometimes allows their almost deepest poetic expression to come out. And this is definitely no exception. And the piece is stakes everything on one moment of epiphany. And it's so beautifully set up. You know, one of the things that's wonderful about Schumann is so often it gives the air of improvisation, yet behind the air of improvisation is tremendous calculation. The whole piece really stakes it all on an opening idea, which I'm going to call four notes and then something. One, two, three, four. First time. So it's an ascent that goes somewhere. The next time it happens, one, two, three, four, it goes up higher. So these are the two versions that we hear in the opening. The whole thing gets repeated so that you get them in your ears again. The first version. The second version. Up higher. We then go to a middle section based on this, which is a third version. Different. But we're getting in our ear the four notes and then something. We finally come back to a return, the opening. And I'll play through. And now we're setting ourselves up for the very last one. And here it comes. The whole piece is about this. And here it is. And what's so beautiful is it's the same leap as the first time, but now harmonized as this. And that kind of epiphany, that slight change, the one telling chord, the one moment that sums up all the emotion is what's so perfect about Traumerei. It's the last step of dream world before you reluctantly come back, as you say, to reality. And what's so wonderful is here's reality, then harmonized as one last reflexive dream, one private moment, and then back. And we've completed a child's cycle of dreamland with all the emotions. And I sometimes think of it as a father watching the child go through that dream. But it's an exquisite moment, carefully contrived, so that one leap has all the emotions sometimes of a great symphony. You know, there's a wonderful quote from Yeats where it says, any object properly regarded can be the pathway to the gods. And any chord set up as beautifully as this can somehow have the same value of radiant epiphany as a huge symphonic masterwork.